Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you're able to join me as we continue on in a theme that I began on yesterday's broadcast, and that is the beautiful Shepherd Psalm, Psalm 23. And I read it. I won't take the time to read it today, but David says in verse 3, "He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake." And the reason I felt the Lord would have me focus for a few days on this scripture, on this psalm, is that the Lord has many listening that really need His comfort. Some of you have walked with the Lord for quite a while, a long time, and yet there are seasons in our Christian walk. There are times that we're on top of the mountain and we feel that there's nothing that could come our way that Jesus and you couldn't handle. Well, that is always true, but there are times when we go through dry places where it seems that we don't experience the presence of the Lord, and we feel spiritually dry, and we begin to question the Lord. We begin to question ourselves, ask questions, you know, what am I doing wrong? Is there some issue? We just begin to not be content with where we are at, and sometimes that's a good time to question, because sometimes there may be something God wants to reveal to us. However, in many cases, it's simply a matter of walking in faith and obedience. That's where victory comes. Sometimes when we don't hearken to the word of the Lord, and by that I mean if we are not obeying God's commands as written in the Word of God, there are times that we may be offended and we may be angry and unforgiving. That's just an example. And we have to continually be willing to turn to the Lord and ask forgiveness if there's any sin or any unrighteousness in our lives. Cleanse me, O Lord, from secret faults, from hidden things that I may not even be aware of. Don't you want the Holy Spirit to do that? Well, if you do, in fact, let me just pray. Father, we want to serve you. I believe God has a faithful listening audience that really are hungry for the truth of God's word, who are desiring a more mature understanding and revelation of the word of God, who want to walk it as God commanded Abram, walk thou before me and be thou perfect. And Lord, we're just calling out to you right now that those who are desiring this deeper walk with you, that you will do this work, that you will give them understanding if there's any area that they need to bring in surrender to you and ask for repentance. And Father, we do that right now. John says in his epistles that, you know, if anyone say that we're without sin, the same as a liar. So Father, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus, which cleanses us from sin and cleanses us from all unrighteousness, and you're faithful and just to forgive us our sins. So Father, I thank you also for the faith of God that will enable us to carry on even when there's no wrongdoing, there's no transgression, there's no sin, and there's times, Lord, that you just allow us to stand our ground as soldiers, as good soldiers, having done all to stand, therefore. And so, Father, give faith and trust and encouragement to those who are in that place right now, in Jesus' name. We thank you for it. as I was saying and was coming out of my prayer, there are times that we haven't done anything wrong, but we are in constant warfare. Sometimes the enemy may bring oppression. And once we avail ourselves of our spiritual weapons, and we've done, having done all, as Paul said, we put on the breastplate of righteousness and the helmet of salvation, and we use the shield of faith, which is able to quench every fiery dart that the enemy or flesh would bring against us. And we use the word of God as the sword of the Spirit, the offensive weapon, which is always victorious. Why? Because it's not our words, but it's the very word of God, which will send the enemy fleeing. Be submitted to God. You resist the enemy. He will flee from before you. And that's what the Lord said in his word. And we must trust him. He's not a liar. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. And so this is our hope, this is our consolation, that in times we don't feel spiritually on top of the mountain, we can rely in faith, as long as we are walking in obedience, that we are pleasing to God. Because why? We have to endure hardness as a good soldier. There are times that there are battles. There are times that there's not the R&R. There's a time that there's not a break from the battlefront, if you will. But it is times like that we will trust in the Lord. Amen. I'm just glancing down as I have my Bible open to Psalm 23. In Psalm 25, David is saying, "Oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Lead me in thy truth and teach me." Isn't that precious? That should be our prayer, beloved. "For thou art the God of my salvation, on thee do I wait all the day." And he says in verse 14, "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant." And then he says, "Turn thou unto me and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted." Now, there are some that say, "My, what a negative confession that is." Beloved, as I read the Word of God, what I see there is a complete honesty, whether it was Jeremiah lamenting the Lord's dealings with him, or "You deceived me, Lord, and I was deceived," or David or the psalmist expressing how they really felt. But always, 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 there, it's not negative confession as much as it is a relation of their true state of heart and mind. And beloved, there's nothing wrong with that. What I see, this is just out of my experience, my personal opinion, when you say, or I say, "Oh, you know, I'm so stupid," or "Nothing ever turns out right, everything always works out bad," or something like that, that is a statement of belief. That's not a statement of how you are feeling. We can be physically ill. We can be mentally discouraged. We can be spiritually oppressed. It's not wrong to declare that. But what always, always, always the prophets or the psalmists would say, "Yet I will trust in thee, but God." Amen. "Redeem Israel, O God, out of all of our troubles." Praise God. It says further in that song, "The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thee out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain. Forgive all my sins." Verse 20, "Deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee." And what do we say? For example, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous." Well, you could say, "My, that's negative confession." Well, then, no, that is the truth. Jesus said, "In this world you will have tribulation." But always, while there may be a statement of truth in the scriptures, and that's why especially the Psalms are so dear to the Christian pilgrim, if you will, over all these centuries, is because it expresses a truism. But there's always a "but." "But God shall deliver me. Many are the afflictions of the righteous." What's the rest of that verse? "But the Lord shall deliver him out of them all. So, beloved, regardless of what you're facing, know that you can be encouraged in the Lord because he is faithful. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Oh, I wish I had the words. I'd read it to you. I'll have to maybe do that tomorrow. I'll look it up. That beautiful psalm, great is thy faithfulness. You know, I remember a brother, a preacher who was saying of all the attributes of the Lord, what meant the most to him was the Lord's goodness. God is good. God is a good God. Amen. For me, I think it's always been his faithfulness because, you know, when you're going through battles and troubles or crises, it's a lonely place. It really is. Because only the Lord fully understands your heart. Sometimes, while, you know, it is important if you have trusted partners in prayer, someone that a good friend you can speak to, that they can pray with you, there's power in that. There's many times that I've prayed, and it wasn't until I asked agreement of a friend that whatever it was, it lifted. God moved. Just because that's one of his principles. When I invite you to write, it's not because I'm trying to fill up airtime. It's because there's a spiritual principle involved that as we stand together in agreement, there is victory. And that's just the way God has designed it. It's one of the spiritual principles that he's given to us. So, beloved, God is a good God. And regardless of how you're feeling, you need to stand in faith and obedience, knowing that whatever you're going through, it will come to pass. As I've shared many times with partners that have written, there are seasons in our lives, seasons where sometimes they go on for years. In my own life, there were seasons of trial and difficulty, never more than I could bear. He gives us little breaks. And then there's seasons of blessing. God knows exactly what you need in your life. His most greatest concern is where you're at spiritually. He loves to bless his children, just as you love to bless your children. But most importantly, he's preparing you for your future, which is an eternity in fellowship with him. And I don't know of any better way to close a broadcast than with that thought. I love you dearly. I pray for you every day. And as I always do, I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email, I do ask if you'd like to share your mailing address. I can respond personally to you, although I will always pray and confirm receipt of your email. I love you dearly. Pray for you every day. Some of you I've never met. We may never meet until we're together with Jesus, but I love you nonetheless because that's a bond God has put in the Spirit. Praise God. This really is a personal ministry. I do love you. I thank God for you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.